This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Walsh administration is wrapping up a 15-month project exploring the future of Boston's arts and cultural community. In a series of talks and forums, residents have gathered to discuss their dreams for the city's cultural landscape. The city wants to develop a cultural plan for the next decade. Tomorrow night, the Mayor's Office of Arts and Culture, led by Julie Burrows, concludes its listening tour and shares its initial findings during a town hall meeting at Boston Latin School at 6 o'clock. Mayor Marty Walsh will be attending. In advance of that free public forum, Ed Siegel and Greg Cook from WBUR's The Artery spoke with a few artists, performers, and musicians about their vision for the arts and how city government can help.
My name is Shay Rose, and I'm a musician. I'm from Boston, but I was, I guess in my formative years, a South Shore girl from Braintree. And right now, in addition to being a musician, I'm a curator at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for their new music series called Rise. I mean, when I think about culture and art and music and technology and movements, I always feel like it comes from the people, you know? I've stayed in Boston because one of the things that I love about it is that it's accessible in a way where you can build and make your art, whatever it is, look as competitive as anything that's coming out of New York City or LA or any of these major cities and markets, because there's such an incredible student population and collaboration is huge here. That's how I've been able to make it in video and photography. And dance, like whoever I want to work with as a musician, they're here in Boston and it's their incredible talent. I don't know how long they stay. I think that's one of the issues is the retention, but it's an amazing city to build whatever you're doing.
My name is Dawn Simmons and I am a playwright and freelance director in Boston, Mass. I also run a small company called New Exhibition Room with my partner Nora Long. One of the things that I'm looking forward to, I'm really interested in hearing Julie's take on all of the changes that are happening in Boston theater and what she has seen in the rest of the country and how she thinks that we can address these issues and get some stability in what's happening with some of these larger houses that have really been an anchor for the city.
My name is Lydia Yankovska. I am the music director of Juventas New Music Ensemble, and I also work as a conductor with a variety of other organizations in the Boston area. To me, one of the most exciting things about Boston is the large number of small and exciting organizations that are doing some of the most amazing work here. What I'd like to see is more support for these small organizations, for which relatively a not very large amount of funding can go a very long way.
My name is Dan Shea. I'm the director of Brain Arts Organization. We publish the Boston Compass newspaper and Boston Hassle website, which covers Boston arts and culture and puts on events around the city throughout the year. I'm sitting here with Greg in noisy Dewey Square beneath the Lodge mural. There's two big problems, and that's availability of space and interconnectedness of the different arts. Availability of space for emerging artists and performers to fly their would-be trade in as they hone it, as opposed to being fully formed and, hey, now we're at Symphony Hall. You know, I mean, that's great and all, but if there's no place for artists to grow, then you're never going to have anyone local at Symphony Hall. What I care about is the ability for Bostonians, people from Massachusetts, and New Englanders at large to be able to come to the city and have it truly be a hub where they can emerge from. And that is not a reality right now.
That was arts director Dan Shea. We first heard from musician Shay Rose, then playwright Dawn Simmons, and music director Lydia Yankovska talking about their visions for the future of arts and culture in Boston. They were interviewed by Ed Siegel and Greg Cook of WBUR's The Artery. Tomorrow night's final town hall meeting will be held at Boston Latin School beginning at 6 o'clock. This is 90.9 WBUR.